Welcome to the Home of Misfits podcast, where normal is optional, masks are unnecessary, and you belong. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Home of Misfits, where normal is optional, masks are not necessary. Everybody's welcome. And today, I'm so excited. I'm here with my friend Debbie or Deborah?
Deborah when I'm in trouble, Debbie when I'm good. I don't know.
Okay, so
Don't matter.
Debbie, she is our well, she's my local witch, and I freaking love her. She's so amazing. Hi, Debbie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am most excellent. So, why don't you tell us a little about you?
I am 51. I've been a practicing witch for a little around 36 years, give or take.
For a minute. Okay.
Yeah, long time. Long time doing stuff. I just started my own business, Little Witch Magical Garden. Obviously, Little Witch is for me because I'm 4'5". So there's that.
Nice. You're just all this goodness is compacted into just a ball of goodness. How's that?
You know, it's all love and light until it's fuck around and find out. But yeah, generally, yeah. You know.
Hey, you know what? We're all fun and games until, you know, till we're not. It's
Listen.
like my philosophy is this, says treat me right, treat the people around me right, and we have no problem.
Right. And I'm from New York, so there's that. You know.
Well, yeah, There's definitely that.
There's that. You know, the shorter we are, the closer to hell we are. We can channel it a lot faster, you know. But it's all up.
It's all good. So, being a witch, when did you first realize you had those special gifts? Has it always been there growing up as a kid too, or?
Yeah. My mom's sister, we spoke that same language. She would take me to the beach and feed the fairies. And she would teach me how to meditate and just always in nature with her and whatever we could do. Like, we spoke that same language. I did not, my mom and I did not have that connection. So my self-preservation as a kid was really strong. I have a very close relationship with death and life.
Okay.
I remember I was like, what, beginning of elementary school? And I was in the shower and I heard a heartbeat and then I heard it go flat. And I was screaming in the shower. My mom comes running in. She's like, what's the matter? I'm like, somebody just died. Somebody died. And
I bet
she
that freaked her out.
No, she just thought I was fucking crazy. And I was a fucking kid, you know, until like 2 minutes later, the phone rang and it was her aunt that died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That has always been like that, you know. I always can sense spirit, depending on where I am, and sight. My gifts are always just given to me when they're needed. So when I was 13, my grandmother was in the hospital, and I don't know if she was in a coma or sedated. But I remember my mom just signed the DNR. And then I heard the heartbeat go flat again. And I yell for the nurse. And she said, I'm like, she's going to go. And she's like, oh, no, no, look, everything's fine. So I knew what was happening.
Right.
So I was just holding my grandmother's hand and helping her pass. And then she passed while I was holding her hand.
Oh, wow. How old were
So
you?
I was 13,
Mm.
and then a few months later, I signed myself into rehab.
Wow.
So
That feels.
I've always been, I've always had that relationship, and
And you and your grandma were really close because if I remember right, when we did a QHHT session, didn't she come through or did she come through after? I don't remember.
She came through, and the reason part of that session was because I lost that connection and getting close to the veil. And that's a part of me, and I needed that back. But through your session, she came through telling me she's the reason that she was stopping me, because she was afraid that I would cross because of how I longed for my family.
No, that makes total sense. That makes total
Yeah.
sense. I just remember, I mean, I love it. I mean, it was with you, and I had a bunch of other clients, you know, where a loved one came through with a really awesome message for them so they can continue on and keep moving. So I think that's really cool, you know. So having those gifts, you know, because I know kids are cruel sometimes. How was that growing up with around other kids, like school and everything?
It was different. So I've always just followed my own path. So I would fit in and I wouldn't. And I still have that issue. And I never fully understood it until like the past few years, because I am different.
Right. So what
And there's
changed in the last few years that changed that for you?
So I always
Other than
had
you have me in your life now, but
the best thing. I always had that issue where, so where we live in the apartment building, like there were times I would come home and my mom would just try to get me to admit something that I didn't do. And I was very adamant, like, I didn't do it. And she would beat me with the belt.
Ouch.
And yeah. And this happened quite a few times until she heard the kids laughing outside the window.
Ah. So the other
So,
kids were doing something to get you in trouble because they thought it
yeah,
was
that
fun.
were the things I did or whatever. So I never, but I always had problems too, like that, not like to that extent, but still. And I never, my mom said, they're jealous of you. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Like,
Whatever,
what are you
right?
jealous of? Right. And I never fully understood that until the past few years, when you are a healer and you are different and you are the light, even in your darkness, you are still the light for others. What it does attract, is also the dark in other people, and it mirrors exactly what they don't have, or what they want, or whatever it is within them that's their lessons in their path. But that, I never really understood that until these past few years, where I really started opening up more in different ways. The gardening has really changed me, my magic, and everything else.
Speaking of your garden, sorry to interrupt. I love when you post on Facebook. It's like, yeah, that was one of those. How did you say it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's because every time it's, I'm going to the garden and talk about my bad decisions in life.
That's it. The bad decisions, and I laugh every time. And I laugh so hard, you know. And then you show your garden, and it's like, I can see
Yeah.
that. like, yeah.
I was doing this, I was doing a garden class. Like, no, I'm not teaching you how to garden. I'm teaching you what not to do by my fuck ups.
It's like, so the tip for the gardeners, put it in pots.
No, the tip for the gardeners is research how the shit spreads. When they tell you it spreads, listen. I even wrote in my notes, mugwort, coltsfoot. It literally says, put the bitch in a pot. Did I listen? Nope.
Well, you know, because it's like we know better.
No. Even when I was researching it, I wasn't fully researching how it spreads. So I literally had one tiny plant I put in that one garden bed.
And it took over.
So that is by the rhizomes and by seed. One tiny mugwort plant, do you know how many seeds that bitch produces?
Bazillion.
200,000 fucking seeds.
Wow.
The other day.
And the growing season has not even really started yet.
For me, it has.
Well, for you, it
For me, it definitely has. So yeah, little things, when I do your research and really do your research. And when you cut it or try to dig it out, it spreads more,
Well, because, yeah.
you ever want, need a plant for abundance, that's one of them.
That's, well, apparently you really need mugwort in your life and whatever else you have.
I seem to be, I have a love affair with everything invasive.
Right. No, I
So
love
do
it. And I
we
also
need a
love.
reboot? That would be my garden.
Other thing too is like was it last year sometime? I think you got a one of those bird feeders with a camera.
I have three.
Oh, you have three. Okay. But I loved it because you started posting it, and it's just it's so fun to see. And it's like you have so many different kind of birds coming now into your yard, which is like amazing.
I get over 35 different kinds of birds throughout the year.
Wow.
Everything from hummingbirds to now I have three kinds of hawks. I have an American kestrel falcon. I have blue jays, magpies. I now finally
Ravens.
raven. But I also have a squirrel that chases the hawk out. So.
They want to live too. So anyway. So I have a question for you too. So you said that your chapters, they don't end, they evolve. I love that. You want to elaborate a little on that?
So,
Because we always think it's like, oh man, this chapter ended. A new one
no.
starts, but I love your take on it's not ending, it's evolving.
Because we evolve, we always, at some point, we're like, well, why? I miss being that person. But you're not that person anymore. So you can't be that person. You are next chapters, better, hopefully, better versions and more healed versions of your last chapter. So there is no beginning and end of a chapter. It's just, it continues, just it evolves as we evolve.
No, I love that. And you're so right because it's like we learn and we grow.
Right.
And it's like I tell all my clients too, it's like if we don't learn the lesson, it keeps coming back and it brings friends. And every time it comes back, it brings more friends and it gets heavier and heavier and heavier until we learn the lesson. Once we learn the lesson, it goes away and we can move on.
So what I always do is, well, I did not grow up with it being called shadow work. I do not know how long that term has come in, but
What
I
did you
was very,
call it growing up?
my priestess just called it foundation because you
Oh, I
need,
love that.
yeah, because it is your foundation, you know. And the way she taught it was, it is your house. Without those strong foundations, what's going to happen to your house?
It
Fucking
crumbles,
crumble.
right?
So you need to build your strong foundation. I'm so grateful that she was, she would terrorize me in a very good way in, but why? Ask yourself, but why is that bothering me? But why am I feeling like that? And get to the root of that, because without that, you are not going to learn that lesson or fully understand yourself.
Right.
And as much as I was doing that, you know, we are many layers.
No.
No, not at all. So once you've healed and gone through that work with a specific subject or situation, no, don't worry, there's more later. But when I broke up with my ex right before my husband, when I started opening up to my mom and my brother and what really was going on, my brother was like, good going, Deb. You found dad.
Oh, wow.
And my brother is not the type that goes deep, you know? That fucking gut punched me. And then I sat down and I took a look at every relationship I was in, and a lot of my friendships too. We all had one thing in common. Like my father, they were emotionally unavailable.
There
And
you go.
somehow that little girl thought that if I could get them to love me, maybe I can get my father to love me.
And
And that,
I mean, and that's real because it's
yeah.
like for me, it was the same with my mother's situation, so I totally get it.
Yeah, that really started my healing, was to understand like what was really going on,
Right.
because I was alone in all of these relationships. And then, you know, you start going, well, this one isn't as bad as the last one. And not realizing, no, it's worse, because it's, you know, it's not what they do to you,
Right.
it's what you allow to be done to you. So, you know, you have to forgive yourself too, but
Oh,
you have to name
absolutely.
but you have to fully understand what happened and
Right.
not just
Well,
the narrative.
absolutely. And that's what I tell my clients too. It's like become that detective. When something comes up, don't go, why is this happening to me? If nothing is happening to you, everything is happening for you, first of all. And you just like, okay, what is this trying to teach me? Where's this coming from? Is this mine? Or did I adopt it from somewhere else?
Exactly.
Because it's like, and you become this detective and you peel back layer by layer by layer until you get to the core. And
Right.
then, by doing that, it's like the fear dissipates. There's nothing to be afraid of, You're just like, but you do have to take responsibility. That's the hard part. Now you're like,
You
oh,
also,
crikey.
you know, your wounds should not be bleeding on other people.
Right. But
You
we're
know,
so conditioned to fall into that victimhood thing, and it's like, and as a society, we learn to blame others for whatever's going on in our lives. And that's gonna be a hard shift for a lot of people. But if you want to improve your life, if you want better, it's your life. It's your responsibility. So, it's like
Yeah. And I think for, you know, I always said I will not become my mom. You know, is yes, you know, but the parts that were not the best parts of her. So I was so afraid of becoming that I didn't realize that I actually was,
Right.
in a roundabout way, was because I had all this fear, so of becoming like her, and kept settling and settling. I lost me. I lost my voice.
Right.
You know, when it
So
came to
many
other
of us
people,
do.
I had the voice for other people, but
Right.
for myself, I didn't, because I didn't want to be selfish either. You know, and you have to be, you have to think of yourself, you have to love yourself, because if you do not, then what are we teaching?
Right. Well, and then the other thing too is like we all are the center of our own universe.
Yeah.
So whatever we do ripples out into the rest of the world. It bleeds over, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and I always tell people too, and it's like what you think about, you bring about. So whatever you focus on, you get more of.
Right.
It's that simple. It's the law of attraction, it's the law of vibration. It's that simple, you know, and it's like, you know, and we're so conditioned to focus on the things that we don't want. It's like, oh, I don't want that. I don't want. So when I ask people, it's like, so what do you want?
Right.
I don't know. And I said, okay. And then I start out with, okay, write down what you don't want, and then put the opposite, you know, and then just to start that funnel, you know. And I know you were also for a long time focused on the things that you don't want it, you know, and then something shifted.
Yeah, you know, because I shifted.
Right.
And when we were speaking about things, I also, my PTSD was horrific. I mean, it's still pretty bad, but you know, after almost losing my husband twice in minutes, you know, like that took, it still has a deep toll on me.
Oh
But
yeah, I bet.
yeah, but it, you know, I just have to follow my heart instead of my head, you know, because one thing my priestess did teach me was that there's only two true feelings, love and fear, and everything stems from them. So
Absolutely.
always ask myself, am I coming out of love or am I coming out of fear? And then why the fear?
Where's the again? Become that
Yeah.
detective. Where's that coming from?
Yep. So it just is always layers with that.
Right. Speaking of layers, I have chills. No, but I mean, it is so true. It is so true. You know,
Yeah.
and it's like,
And then the other end of that spectrum is everyone is, oh, I'm going to manifest that. I'm going to manifest that. And I just want to give them shaken baby syndrome. You
I know what you mean. Yep.
can't manifest without removing your shit. Because if you do not, and this is why I call it personal gardening. If you do not remove your weeds, they will suffocate you.
Everything else, yep.
So if you do not remove your weeds, you're not making room for growth.
Very much
See,
so.
what are you manifesting? Shit on more shit? Like toxicity? What are you actually doing?
Right.
You know, like your words have power, and there's power
Hey,
in
words or
words.
spells?
Exactly. You are your own spell, and that is one of many things that you taught me. And even though I already knew that, but there were certain things I never like even thought of. Like when you told me, stop saying my diabetes. You don't want to own it. You're
Right.
absolutely fucking right. You know, I don't want to keep it. I wanted to fucking get rid of it. So even simple things like that, you know, that, and that has really changed me as well. I'm so thankful for you for that and everything else.
I
But
love that. Come on. Where are my hearts? There are my hearts. Here we go.
mine doesn't do that. Mine has these big hands to do that. Is that why?
You should work.
Whatever, fuck them. Fuck if you can't take a joke. See, it's you.
I mean, it's a settings thing on the stuff.
I don't have an attention span to play around with it, so
That's okay. Yeah, it does all kinds of neat things. Like it rains and fireworks and confetti and all kinds of stuff. My inner nerd is so happy when I discover stuff like that because it's
me
just
too,
fun.
because I have to have an attention span in 3 seconds.
Squirrel. Hey, let's talk about your garden. You call your garden your sanctuary. What happens
Yes.
emotionally to you when you're in it?
When COVID
Let's not
hit,
talk about weeds or anything, just like
when
the.
COVID hit, I was in a severe depression and took it out, created a beautiful garden. But it is healing, it is peace. And like I will still, no matter how many years I've since like 2019, I think, like I really started. But to see the life I've created for everyone else, because what I do affects my neighbors, it affects everyone else.
Right.
So it just it I will always get emotional, and just seeing all the birds and just everything and how they trust me. And okay, I haven't gotten one to actually like, be Snow White with yet, but I'm working on that.
It's
But
coming. To a neighborhood near you.
But it's amazing to see, people in the surrounds of us, like, how do you have these birds? No
I'm
chemicals, no
magic. And as you
pesticides.
tell them, it's like, I'm magic. I attract them.
I'm ordained by the Church of Gnomes. Of course, we have all these fucking gnomes.
It's so funny. I never even knew that was a thing until you talked about it.
Yes. And every time, like, I'll crack a joke about it, they're like, what? And then I'm having like my whole Gnomian sisters.
It. I mean, it's awesome. I love it.
I'm already that height, so why not?
You were here to have fun, to learn, grow, and love and have fun. That's it.
Hey.
No, that's our human experience. So, hey, if your garden could talk, what do you think it would say about you?
How I bloom with her.
Oh, I
Last year,
love that.
I've had a lot of help over the years. But the garden wasn't about me. I was at for many years, I was in a coven of over 13. So everything was always accommodating everyone else. Right? My ritual space was everyone's, accommodating everyone and making sure, everyone can fit and they're comfortable and everything else, and always making room for people, and just always thinking about everybody else, which is just part of who I am.
Well, it's also part of how we're conditioned. And when we're growing up, always it's like, oh, don't do that. What will the neighbors think? And it's like, hey, you need to take care of the other people. And it's like we are taught to put ourselves on the way back burner of everything, So, and to unlearn that and understanding it's like, no, by putting me first, this is, I mean, of course, you do it in a respectful way, but it's like it's not selfish, it's necessary.
But part of that is we don't realize that we have like these holes in us that we're trying to fill with other people instead of us filling our own holes.
Right.
So last year really changed me.
Because you
I
met me. No, I'm joking.
don't know before last year, but so you have been changing me.
I'm
But
gonna
no,
take full credit for that. No.
you can take credit for a lot of things, and that is one of them. But last year was the first time that I made that garden about me.
Good for you.
Like 80% of the work myself. I redid a ritual space for me. I was doing everything for me, and that changed me completely. And when that happened, all these doors started opening and these paths that I've always wanted started opening.
Because now there
I
was room for them.
well, yeah, because look at everyone else that I wasn't making room for. I made room for me last year. And not even realizing that's what I was doing, it started with I was 80% covered with psoriasis for most of my life.
Ouch.
And been on injections and I've been clear. Last year, there was a patch on my foot. And took the next injection and it didn't go away. And when you make this statement with every part of you and your soul, and I said, fuck this, I'm fixing myself. And that really like opened the doors. And this amazing woman offered to she was doing an herb class, and she was over, and I told her the only reason why I haven't been taking your classes because I couldn't afford them, and I didn't want her thinking that I didn't want to learn from her, because she is an amazing herbalist, and I also didn't know that she does permaculture. So yeah, so she said, well, you know, I do scholarships. I'm like, what?
Now we're talking. You're speaking my language.
So I got to take an herb course from her last year, and that's something I've always wanted to do since high school. I wanted to do that and go to college for it, but my mom wouldn't sign any financial aid papers until I went to a business school or secretarial school. So I have something to fall back on. So I never did it, whether it was money and confidence in myself or having to work and,
Well, it was
you know,
always something,
right.
and but now the time was right.
Yeah, it was meant, it was truly meant for me at that time. So it just, it deepens. Getting back to what does the garden do? The garden teaches connection. And, you know, I've never had a connection with plants like I have now. And when you stop looking at plants as tools and start realizing that they are your allies, they are your friends, and you start doing that and working those relationships with them, they have that relationship with you.
I love, oh, I have chills. It's like, whew.
We had people living here, a lot of shit going on, and I didn't understand what was going on. And then I noticed one of my sunflowers did an unnatural death. It looked like the life force got sucked out of it.
Oh, wow.
And I have pictures of this. I was obsessed with this. I was stuck. Like, you, what are you telling me? And one day I'm sitting in the garden, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I'm just stuck on this. So I just went over to the sunflower and just put my hands on it, and then I felt all the pain and asked what happened. And I heard this one message, and I saw everything, and everything became so fucking clear.
Oh, wow.
And I asked the people involved the exact question that I heard, and that was the band-aid that ripped everything off, and the fucking truth came to light. And then they got an eviction notice. But
Well, then.
did not know after researching that was sunflowers draw toxins from the earth. And they planted sunflowers in Chernobyl to draw all those toxins
Oh,
out of the
interesting. I
earth.
did not know that.
Yeah. Which also means careful what you plant around sunflowers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Because like onions, like some things just may not grow because of that.
Right. And
Like you
where, I
have
mean,
like
are we talking like the big sunflowers or just, you know, like
sunflowers.
the smaller ones too?
Haven't gotten
Yeah.
that far in life, but I would assume that it's just sunflowers. I don't think it's a specific kind because all those sunflowers I didn't plant. Those are just
Okay.
from feeding birds. So
Nice.
I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure it's
'Cause
just
it's like I
nature.
love sunflowers. I always loved sunflowers. I mean, if when I mean you've been in my office, you know, there's oh my house, there's sunflowers everywhere because sunflowers are just amazing. You know, and we have so many growing on the side of the roads here. That you know, they're like the but they're the smaller ones and they're more like in a it's not really a bush, it's like one stem, but it's like it
Right.
branches out and I just freaking love them. So I just
Yeah,
think it's
your
awesome.
plants talk to you. You just gotta know how to listen.
I mean, we kind of touched on that, but do you see a connection between tending the garden and tending your inner world?
Abso-fucking-lutely. So, I what was it? Last Wednesday, I was teaching my first public class
I'm
in
so excited
how
for you. That's all awesome. Congratulations.
I'm so happy to be doing this, not just, private anymore, just, people I know and, students, whatever. But what I, and it was how to create your magical garden and apothecary, but it really wasn't about, sticking a plant in the ground.
Right.
If it's creating your magical space and understanding connection, and how if you want a magical garden, you don't start with your land, you start with your house. Your house sits on your land.
Right.
It is a codependent relationship. If you got a pissed off garden, you're going to have a pissed off house.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and it's, and it's the relationships and the connections and understanding how we are all truly connected. It's not, and when you understand that connection, your magic gets deeper. You get, you are fully connected from soil to spirit.
Right.
Soil remembers you have. I mean, look at, mushrooms. Look at the systems that they have underground. Look at the trees. Like
Right.
everything, all those roots are underneath you. So when you are deeply rooted, you stand up later.
I love that.
You are connected to soil and sky.
No,
You
that's
are the
beautiful.
tree.
Love it.
You are in the middle.
Right. I love that. Let's go
And
back to because I'm sure some of our listeners are curious about the whole witchy thing. So when you say witchcraft, what does it actually mean to you? And we're not talking stereotype because it's like so many people have that you know, the fairy tale witches where they're sitting around their cauldron and it's like woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I can grab my cauldron if that will help. I have several. I think for everyone, it is different.
For you?
I've been doing this since I'm technically in studying and learning in that sense, since I'm about like 13, 14.
Okay.
But magic is with us since the beginning. When you look at a child is seeing things through magical eyes.
Oh, we
Because
call, we always say this like that child wonder, you
right.
know.
Yeah, and it's like, well, don't condemn witchcraft because then you can't fucking watch Disney.
Right.
Like it's all about magic, and that comes from within us. not just on the outside of us. You know, it's about connection. Everyone's path is different. You and every religion practices it. Call it
I
whatever
mean,
you
people are
want.
afraid of what they don't understand. So,
Exactly.
instead of poo-pooing on it, it's like learn about it.
Right. You go to church, you light a candle and say a prayer. What are you doing?
Casting a
You know
spell.
where you are and you blow out a candle. What are you doing? You know, you call it whatever you want, but it's still the same. It is you ask having a conversation, asking for help for whoever or whatever you believe in or don't believe in. So it's not about, you know, what religion, what path you're on. It's who you are. You know, for me, I've just been doing, I've always been more on the spiritual side of this and the healing part of this. I've also learned that you are the spell. You don't need anything. You are the tool. You are the spell. You can also be your own worst enemy too.
That is true.
So
That is
if
absolutely
you're
true.
hitting your head against the wall without like, wait, what am I actually doing? You keep doing it, that's insane. You know, it's working with energy and working with what you have, not against it.
Oh, I love that. So how do you use your craft in everyday life for you?
For myself, without fail, every morning in my shower, I have my own ritual. Where it's I greet my house, I greet my garden, I greet all the elements, and I there is a list.
Did you check it twice? Sorry, I had to
Trust me, but it's that connection. It's every day, and the first thing I say is thank you for my lessons and my blessings,
I love that.
because even your worst lessons are your blessings. They just, you might not just see it, but that changed your path, and it's for a reason.
Well,
You
plus
know,
it's like, again, we talked about the lessons earlier. It's like,
right.
okay, it's like, oh, what am I not seeing? What am I missing? What do I need to learn here?
Right. If
So
I'm doing any healings or workings for people, I all start to the morning. It's also because growing up with my mom, I wasn't able to do anything, so all my spells and rituals all in my head in the shower or the bath. So for me, and water is connection and everything else, but you know, so for me, that's how I learn to do things. So I don't need to physically do anything. So for me, it all starts in my head.
No,
So
I
are my,
get that. I do the same.
so
I do gratitude every morning before I wake
yeah.
up. It's like I mean, spring break is right now, so my husband is home, so we wake up in the morning. I'm like, hey, how are you? And well, it started as a joke, it's like we woke up. I said, well, that's a win.
It is. Whatever path you're on, it or not on, doing that one thing every day, even if it's when you're having coffee, just stirring it and saying thank you and keeping that connection. And by doing like even just little things like that, it helps start your day. It helps keep you connected. It helps keep you centered and grounded. And if you're centered and grounded, it's hard to knock you off.
No, absolutely.
And if you're triggered by something and you can get knocked off, and you need to take a look within yourself and figure out why. It's constant.
So I have a list of questions. I'm looking over here
Okay.
because I have some questions, and I'm like, oh, those are really good questions. We should ask
Okay. Is this the Ask a Witch segment?
Well, no. It's all good. So you don't do superficial. What do you think people are avoiding when they stay on the surface?
Themselves. Themselves. Without a
Absolutely.
fucking doubt.
Absolutely.
Because if you're only on the surface, you do not want to see what is below and what you have done, or you're
Well, it has to do
afraid.
with it's like once you know what's there, you have to take responsibility for it. You have to make changes.
Or there's the other side of that where you stay on the surface so you keep moving forward and don't have to face your trauma and what's been done to you. There's different moving parts with that.
Right.
Because, the more we keep moving forward, the more it follows us. So, and that becomes a vicious cycle on its own. But
Because then it's like what's following you?
let's be honest. You have new souls and you have old souls. So some people are only on a surface level depending on their spirit and how long they've been coming back around every time for and how old they are.
Right.
So new spirits, some of them are on the surface, but because they're just exploring everything and it's that sense of wonder and there's nothing to really go that deep in the
Right.
beginning about. So it really depends on the person.
Right. So, what's a truth that you've had to accept that was uncomfortable but freeing? You can also tell me it's like Nanya.
Oh no. There's very few things. I've always been an open book. I think the biggest thing has been the past two or 3 years. And it's, a pattern I've had my whole life. And it was, I didn't realize that I had this need for everyone to love me and accept me. And the past like few years, it's okay. You don't have to like me. You don't have to love me. That is okay. But that is deeply rooted from my childhood.
Well, I think that's deeply rooted in all of us. It's like, but
Yeah.
once we learn to, it's like, I love myself unconditionally. It's
Exactly.
like you show up differently, you attract differently.
Yeah.
I mean, your whole life is really changing for the better. I mean, I
Yeah.
found, because I mean, I grew up as like, I mean, if my own mother can't love me, who can?
Exactly.
For instance. So, but it's like once I learned loving myself, I was like,
Yeah.
things got
When
gooder. And
you
yes, gooder is a word.
Right, I think it's more validation, right?
Right.
So I don't need that validation from anybody anymore, and that is freeing
Indeed,
because
it is.
I know my worth. I know what I do. And I don't care if you like me, you don't like me anymore. I'm good with that. I
Right.
don't need that false sense of a friendship.
Right. No, I hear you. It's like I remember when I started my personal growth journey years ago. It's like all of a sudden it's like people that were my friends wouldn't even look at me, and I'm like, what's, and of course, old
Right.
programming, what's wrong with me? It's like we internalize, it's like, what's wrong with me? Why don't they like me anymore? What did I do wrong? Blah 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 blah. It took years for me to realize it's like I did nothing wrong. I was growing, and they decided not to grow with me.
Right, and that's okay.
Every step you, every time you grow, you meet new people and others fall away. Some will stay with you, will grow with you, others won't. And that's okay because it's not their path, it's your path.
Right.
So it's like, but because of the programming that we grow up with, it is so tough at first until you realize it's like, wait a minute, this is not my
Right.
stuff.
I think one of the hardest things that people also have with is you have loved these people for so many years or decades, but the part of you that first met them and you had this great connection and you were really great friends and you just loved each other. But as time moved on, You started healing. And if that person did or not, it doesn't matter, right? So now, I mean, I'm doing this from personal, experiences from like, my friends that have like my crew from, when I was in high school and that stayed with me for so many years. And then all of a sudden, nothing, right? And that was really hard for me. But I realized that I'm still loving that person that they used to be and the memories of who they were, not who they are now. And that's okay.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing, it's like chances are they're still who they always were. It's because we change, we see it differently.
Exactly,
You know, so and it's especially hard when it's family members because we're taught it's like, oh, family, it's like you always have to take care of family. No, it goes for anybody, whether they're friends or family. Okay. But it's tougher because of our programming. It's tougher when it's family members. Just saying.
My self-preservation was really strong growing up. So my family, outside of like a few, my family was everyone else outside of my family.
Yep, I get
So
that.
when I lose a friend, that's family to me. Especially if I consider you family, that it's a death to me. And it's
And I
moving.
always laugh. It's like, I always say, it's like, hey, I'm free for adoption.
Well, yeah, I mean, but we have so many people that fill different roles with us,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
and then
Oh.
to acknowledge that, it's even more beautiful,
I love
because,
that.
even some of my friends, even like their mom, call me mom, and, we're all healing together in our own ways, and
Oh,
we feel beautiful.
absolutely. Absolutely. So, what do you hope someone listening to this walks away with feeling?
Love yourself.
Hmm.
Just love
Yeah, I'm
yourself.
getting love. Just love. Love,
Just
man.
all the different parts of you, like even to the deepest, darkest part of you, and if you think you don't like those darker parts of you, think about a flower. Where does it start growing? In the soil, in the dark. That darkness is a part of you. And once you face that dark part of you and you love it and embrace it, that's when you will find yourself to be whole again.
I
It's
love that.
walking away from the dark parts. They're a part of you and they need to be healed, loved, and nurtured, just like everything above the soil. It's above and below the soil.
I love that. That's a beautiful message. Hey, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Little Witch Magical Garden, Facebook, Instagram. My website is littlewitchmagicalgarden.com, but it's just a placeholder right now. But I got a brand new business number. It's 79654 WTCH.
Love it. That is so awesome.
I
Oh
think
my
that's
God,
cool.
I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much, Debbie, for spending time with us, for sharing you. And
Me with
thank you. I'm sorry.
I said thank you for honoring me with this.
Of
I was
course.
crying when you first asked me. I was like,
Oh,
what?
happy tears are good. No, because it's like because you are amazing, and it's like what you share with people and what you have to give is just so amazing, and it's like people, I want people to know, and this is the place, the home of misfits is a home for everybody. Whatever you do, whatever you believe in, whatever, and just like because we all have our own thing. You know, and it's like that there's no right or wrong, unless of course you hurt people, that's a different story, but we're not talking about that, but there is no right or wrong, it just is. It's like whatever fulfills you, whatever makes you happy, do that.
And I just think that we should be lifting each other up and not
Exactly.
covering each other down and lighting your candle off of mine and spreading that.
No, I love that. So anyway, I could talk with you forever, but gotta like get this here. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Debbie, for your time, for your
you.
for being you, for being awesome. Hey guys, remember, Home of Misfits, master optionals. Well, yes. Everybody belongs. I mean, it's just like, yeah, I'm still working on my tagline, so I wrote it down. It's like, let's see. Normal is optional, masks are not necessary, and everybody belongs. There we go. Eventually I will get it. So maybe by show number 200 or so. We'll see.
Going across the screen, you'll be fine.
No, that would be too easy. So anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll be back next week. I have no more amazing guests coming. And yeah, be awesome. Be you. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Home of Misfits by Matters of Perspective. You belong.